Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Dr. James is on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Thailand?
Yes, Thailand. Do you know where that is?
I do know where it is. As a matter of fact, well, when we look at the...
In fact, I've written to you. You never answer, so I guess I'll call.
No, I thought I did write back. You know, we got your letters.
Never mind. That's not important. I don't want to waste money. You were talking about this thing in, where is it? In
Charlottesville.
Virginia, I guess. Yeah, right. And I have some ideas. I don't know. You might think they're crazy. But the whole thing is against Catholic doctrine and the church.
Yes.
The foundation of my faith, as I understand Catholicism, is original sin and salvation. And that means that homosexual so-called marriage is mortal sin, and all the other stuff that's going on in America. And American culture, at least over 50% from listening to you and other programs, seems to be those things are virtuous and holy and wonderful, and if you don't accept it, you're not an American and you're going to hell or something like that. In other words, think about it, at least the stuff I hear about your country. And so that whatever side you pick, as you said, still denies the principle of grace and forgiveness. They want to tear down all the statues because some of these people did bad things. No forgiveness. No mercy. And that's the whole basis of what Christ came for.
That's a great point, Doctor.
Am I making any sense to you?
No, that's a great point, Dr. James. The people that are demanding the violent removal of the statues have no mercy in their hearts. None.
It seems to me the whole emphasis in... I understand Germany. I speak German. I'm a Jewish-German background immigrant. I wasn't in the Civil War, but I have read a tremendous amount about it. I read many diaries, and I still do, from the Civil War, both sides, black soldier in the Army and some guy in the Tennessee Regiment. I know what was going on, and they were not all hating Negroes and all that kind of crap. Although 5% were, I must admit that. Anyway, it was about states' rights and independence. That's not what I called about, though. Other point, I have tried to contact you, but I can't connect to your Veritas radio thing, although the name is Truth. I followed all the instructions you gave me, but they don't work. I just thought I'd throw that out.
So how are you?
Anyway,
today? How are you listening today?
Well, you've got a free thing that I listened to, and it works most of the time.
Okay, all right.
So I don't want to waste money on that. Anyway, so much of this has to do with the absolute hatred of Christianity, and it was the same thing with Russia and Germany, Deutschland and Russland, when I was a kid in 1939, 1940, and all the various things that went on there. It was a hatred of the church deep, deep down. And I think that's one of the infections in America, although people will hate me for saying it because they just hate Christianity.